My name is Caitlin, Caitlyn Lopez. I am recording an interview with
Deborah Herrera, DeBraHerrera.
Today is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So, what are your associations with tamales? Like, any memories?
So, when I was little, my dad would be the one who would make tamales for the holidays, primarily Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that's my memory of the process that he would go through to make the tamales, because it was like a 24-hour process. And he would tell me stories about how he learned from his mother. And I was just telling the girls while we were in the museum that my grandmother actually made them outside in the backyard. There was a whole wood, and that's where she would heat the tamales. And then with my father, obviously, we did it in our kitchen.
Mm. So do you remember any, like, special ways of making it? I know you said your mother did it outside, but were there any, like, tools that they, used? I know some people, like, I was talking with, they would use, like, spoons. They were using, like, cement scrapers and all kinds of things and intuitive ways to use for their masa and such.
I don't know what my grandmother did, but what I can tell you what my father would do is we had spoons, and he was an excellent spreader of the masa on the leaves. And he bought, I guess there was a, like a, it looked like a cement spreader, but it was for tamales. And he bought it for me so that I could help, but it was hard. And my dad could do it like so quickly and things like that. So, but you know, when my dad prepared tamales, he would actually go out and buy a hog head. And then he would cook it and then literally grind, take the meat off the bone and then start grinding it. My mom was in charge of the spices, and dad was in charge of grinding the meat, and my mom made the masa, she wouldn't like make it from scratch, but we would get masa and then she would add spices. And then we would try to help with the spreading of the masa and the filling of the tamale.
So what kind of flavors? I know, did y'all have like the regular pork and chicken?
Yeah, we were pretty much just pork. But when my grandmother made tamales, she made all kinds. It's funny because my dad really is a semi-vegetarian, so he doesn't like certain meats. So he wouldn't eat a pork tamale. He would make them, but he wouldn't eat them. However, she would make him some bean tamales. And sometimes she would do raisin tamales as well. So, but my grandmother also made chicken.
So how was like the raisin tamales? I've been hearing a lot about that. Like,
I couldn't tell you because I don't remember ever trying one. It didn't sound good to me, so I didn't try it. So I'm pretty much strictly pork. Every now and then I delve into the chicken.
So was it mainly around the holidays y'all would have them?
Or yes.
Yes. So was it mainly Christmas or the big holidays? Do you remember?
I think he would start right after Thanksgiving, because my dad used to make a lot and he would give them to relatives, and he never sold them. He would just give them away and pass them on to colleagues and things like that. So
how long was the process? Because I know you said like it's usually in bulk. So was the preparation long?
Yes, it was about 24 hours. My dad would be cooking the hog head overnight, and then in the morning that's when he would start the grinding. So actually probably 48 hours, because it took time to make the meat, then add the spices, masa, and then start filling, and then the overnight heating of the tamales. So yeah, it was definitely a weekend project.
So do you actually make tamales of your own?
Unfortunately, I never really picked it up.
See, I've talked to a lot of people who really want to get back into like the culture of making tamales and finding their own respective ways. For my opinion, because me and my dad, we may not be the best tamales maker, but we tried picking it up our own and finding like the little ways our family like would make it and remember the small details. We'd be like, ah, Ma did it like this, or you know.
Yeah.
And it's like you create your own flavor and you create your own tradition when you do mm-hmm. that. And not only are you trying something new, you kind of remember the little small details and yeah. memories associated with them.
We talked to my daughters and I talked about it, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I could. But it's, you know, obvious, and towards the end, you know, as my parents got older, then the process got shorter. You know, instead of cooking the hog head, you know, get that, we would buy it already made. And stuff like that. And same thing with the masa. You know, we'd get it with the spices. So that way it was an easier process, but something definitely to consider.
Was there like specific ingredients you remember buying? Like I know people would buy like the bag of masa flour. Some people were making it their own. Do you remember your dad or your mom? Like,
there were certain Mexican spices, but I don't remember what my mom used. Mm-hmm. And then there are also certain spices that she would use for the meat, and then spices she would use for the masa, but I don't really remember what exactly. But you know what? All Mexicans use garlic, salt, onion salt, and cumin. Cumino. So I imagine some of that was in it.
Did you ever eat the tamales with any sides or like any associations like with food on top of that? Or was it like purely tamales?
I don't remember us having a side with it. It was usually something that we would eat for breakfast, or, hey, I'm hungry, let me go get a tamale, you know, things like that. But no, I don't think so.
Did y'all have like a condiment y'all use, like ketchup or hot sauce?
I do. I use ketchup. Sometimes my mom would too. It would depend, because sometimes the flavor wasn't exactly what we wanted, so we enhanced it with ketchup. We do that when we buy certain tamales from places. It's just not.
See, for me, I have to mix the ketchup with the hot sauce. So I'm like, okay, because it's a thicker consistency. And I'm like, mm-hmm. But do you have any like fond memories that you have? I know, like eating around the family, or you know.
Just, you know, us around the table, you know, making the tamales, putting the masa on the leaves, and then filling, and then all of our family members going, when are they coming? When are they ready? Because they knew, you know, my mom would tell her sisters, oh, Dave and I are going to be making the tamales this weekend. Okay, put me down for two dozen, and stuff, so, yeah.
Sorry. Actually, did you actually ever purchase like already made tamales? I know a bunch of people have been talking to me about like going to go buy them and trying all different flavors, and like compared to how it is to homemade, do you ever just go, it's not like how mama made it, it's not like how, like you're just like
We say that all the time. I mean, since my parents have passed and I haven't picked it up, you know, we're pretty much at the not the mercy, but we go and buy from certain places. Our new place right now is Delia's. I'm from San Antonio, and so there's a Delia's there. So that's one of the places. There's another place, Thea's, that my mom used to like to go to well.
Did you ever like buy the batches and be like, all right, it's all family time, having a little like family memories, and be like, okay, this is, it's for Christmas, or you know, it's for Easter. Because I know for us, we would go buy it and be like, all right, for my grandma's, we'd come bring it. And we'd be like, it was her special treat. It was like our gift. Because for us at the time, we weren't, like my elders had already made their, like had the thing, and we haven't found the process yet, and they haven't taught us. And so we'd be like, this is our way of gift giving. And they were already too old to be able to have it. So did y'all have any memories of like, being able to just like have those little memories, even if it was buying them?
Well, you know, when my mom was alive, she definitely liked her tamales. So we would try to get a couple of dozen. And I had a coworker whose mom made tamales, so I would make sure to get a dozen or so for my mother. as, you know, because that's something we remember always having around the holidays, especially Christmas. For us, it's Christmas, right after Thanksgiving and Christmas. So definitely that's what I would try to do for her, because she would get a craving, and sometimes I would too. It's like, man, I think it's time for tamales. Let's go and see what we can do.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Like, just about the idea of tamales and, you know, how you feel, the memories, the tools, and all that such?
You know, I guess I wish that I had kind of continued the family tradition so that I could have taught my daughters and stuff. But it's, you know, you bring up a point that maybe it's something we can pick up. It may look different. It's going to be our way of doing tamales with a little bit of my family history in there, but it's definitely something to consider.
All right. Well, thank you. It was good talking
to you. Thank you.